There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, too rare to die.
Hey, what is up, guys? It is your boy, Johnny Buck, here on the Johnny Buck Show. So, good news? This will be going to the YouTubes. I don't know if it's good news or bad news. We'll see. I don't care. As usual, if you guys are watching the YouTube, do me a favor. Like, subscribe, share, recommend to your friends. All that good shit. Help me grow this. I'm not going to spend money on ads. I'm not going to say never, but probably not. I'm not going to spend money on ads. I'm not going to do that. But what I want to do is give you guys the opportunity to learn from my mistakes, avoid the shit I did that fucked me up, that slowed me down, and help you guys move forward faster. So, you know, a lot of what I do is wrong. Actually, I'm not going to say the vast majority, but a lot of it is learned off of mistakes. I got wins, I got losses, I got a lot of lessons learned, and the lesson learned have allowed me to grow to where I'm at today. So what I want to do today is talk about how not to improve your life. A lot of this will be about entrepreneurship. And I think that there are certain aspects of entrepreneurship, which is on the last podcast I did, the three components of entrepreneurship, there's a technical side, right? Which is pretty fucking important. It's what you do. So definitely check that last episode out. This will be uploaded. I'll probably just upload all of the YouTubes in order that I did them. Yeah, that's the plan. All right, so this will be later. Anyways, just go with it. Again, I'm doing things how I do them, right? And I want to talk about that today. So what I want to do is talk about the three aspects of entrepreneurship and how this really applies to your everyday life, whether you're an entrepreneur, intrapreneur, or you're just a fucking human who wants to be a better human. We're going to talk about that today. So from an entrepreneurial standpoint, there are three components to a business, right? There's the technical side. That is what you do. That is baking. That is being a plumber. That is being a jiu-jitsu coach or fighter. That is a carpenter. That is a painter. It's whatever you guys do. Artist. I think artist may be the only asterisk there. But it is what you do. It is the actual service or good that you are selling. That's the technical side. There are a lot of phenomenal technicians out there, people who are very good at painting, drawing, carpentry, plumbing, baking, all of that shit, right? So having a good product is, again, watch the last podcast or listen to the last podcast. That's the least important. The next part is the operational side. That is how you operate. Significantly more important, right? It's your SOPs. It's your back of house things. It's your member experience, your client experience. It's your websites, all of these marketing components. Okay, again, watch the last podcast. Then here's the last part. I think this is the most important part, whether you are an entrepreneur or you are just a fucking human, right? It is the operator. It is the person that actually doing the work, right? It's the leader. It's the CEO. It's the employee. It's the fucking human. It's you, right? In my case, it's Johnny Buck. So it's you, whoever you guys are. So what I want you guys to understand is that's going to be the biggest part, is making sure that the operator is significantly better. I'm going to give you guys a couple quotes today. There are things that I go through my head when I'm talking and coaching, my team, myself, and whatnot. But I want you guys to understand that the most important part is you, right? And how that really resonates is it's going to be, you don't have to be a 10, right, to coach a 2. You don't have to be a 10 to take a level 2 to a level 3 or level 4, right? But you got to be a level 6, right? You have to be at least a substantial part better than they are, right? So you don't have to be a 10 to coach a 2, right? But a 6 will never coach an 8. And what I mean by that is if you are a level 6, right, whatever area you're focused on, and I'm not saying, well, I can teach them this. No, overall, right, if you are a level 6, you will never coach somebody to a level 8. You just can't fucking do it. It's above your reach. It's above your floor. Like, that's, you just don't operate that level. So in order to grow your person, in order to grow your community, you have to be constantly improving. Andy Frisella talks about personal excellence is the ultimate rebellion. Dude, I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to be ashamed of my body. I don't want to be unhealthy. I don't want to be weak. I don't want to be out of shape. I don't want to be fucking poor. I don't want to be a shitty husband. I don't want to do any of those fucking things. So I'm constantly working on improving. And what I'm going to tell you guys to do today is how not to do that. All right. I am not a David Goggins fan. I'm just fucking not. How dare you going to turn the podcast off? I don't care. I'm not a David Goggins fan. I think a lot, and there are certain things he says that I do like, you know, but like, he's really good for Instagram real backgrounds where somebody's doing a CrossFit and they got David Goggins talking about train fucking hard and shit, but they're going home and, you know, late as fuck and they're ignoring their wife and kids and shit, but they're fucking jacked on Instagram. So I'm just not a huge David Goggins fan. I don't know him. I've never met him. I know a few people who have, you know, and I know their opinions as well, but I'm not a David Goggins fan. Because what happens is he's trying to get you to go from a 2 to a 10 instantly, right? And that's a mistake I've made so many fucking times. I have tried to operate at a level that is significantly higher than I'm able to operate at, and I fail. I fail a lot. So another one of my fun cliches, I made this one up, so it's awesome. You know, you're better off, right, putting $1 in every single day than putting in $5 once a week. And what I mean by that is your constant, consistent growth, moving in the right direction, moving forward, moving, you know, however you guys are moving, slowly, steadily, consistently, that's going to give you a better ROI. So I did the math on this the other day. If you put $1 in a day, it's $365. $366 this year, you got a leap year, okay? So we'll do normal years. $365 in the account. If you do $5 a week, that's 52 weeks. That's $225 maybe. Just bear with me. All right. $365 is 40% better. So what I'm saying is if you are slow and steady and consistent, you will have at least a 40% increase over an inconsistent big, hard thing. Stop. Big, hard thing. Stop. All right. And I know you guys have seen, if you've been following me for a while, and I'm not going to look the pictures up, but this app called Streaks, which is fucking awesome. You can see it on my phone. All right. It used to have 6 things here, a couple things here, a couple things here, right? Highly recommend Streaks. It's for iPhone only. If you don't have an iPhone, get your shit together. But when you would see that, you would see streaks. You would see, like, every once in a while I'd show, hey, a gold day. It turns gold when you do all your things, right? But what happened was I quit fucking doing them. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, number one way to not improve your life is to try and go from 0 to 100. All right? You don't want to go from, let's say you're cruising down the highway in your piece of shit car, right? Your average car, okay? So you're doing 35 miles an hour. You're doing the speed limit, okay? Then you get on the interstate because you got to get to work, and you fucking punch it. I mean, you absolutely punch it, and your car's a piece of shit. You've not been maintaining it. Brakes aren't great. Your oil's not been changed in 50,000 miles. You know, so you're doing that, and then you punch it. Cool, you're going really fast. And then what happens? It breaks down. The car, you, are not ready to go from 35 to 100. You can do it for a little while, right? Maybe a mile or two. But what happens? It breaks down. And now it's going less than 35. You're in limp home mode. You're going 20 miles an hour on the interstate. People driving by shooting you the bird. Or completely disregarding you, right? Because you try to do too much too fast, right? So what I want to talk about is, you know, the number one way to not improve your life is to try and go from 0 to 100 or 35 to 100, okay? I want you to go from 35 to 40. Well, how do you do that? You don't try and change everything at once. I'm a huge fan of Atomic Habits. Excellent book. James Clear, I think. Really good. It shows you how to improve your life step by step or small steps at a time. And that's going to give you that consistency you need. So if you want to improve your life, don't try and change everything. Try and change one thing. I've made that mistake so many times. I'm going to be a better husband. I'm going to get back in shape. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do more jujitsu. I'm going to run my business better. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to do YouTube on my podcast. Obviously, I'm not doing that. A month ago, I put a video up. All right, so I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I pulled back. I didn't know how I got on YouTube, actually. Now I'm thinking about it. I didn't upload that shit on purpose. Anyways, so good job, me. I accidentally won. So what I want you guys to do is start adding small steps to life, right? That's number one. So if you want to fuck up your life, try and go from zero to 100, number one. If you want to improve your life, take baby steps. $1 a day. Do less, all right? This is the least I've ever done, or this is the least I've done in a long time, and it's the most success I've had. I've made the most progress doing the least ever, all right? My word for the year is hone, all right? Hone is to sharpen and improve something over time or perfect something over time, all right? Not in a fucking instant. So I'm seeing the results of that. I'm bigger than I've been in a long time. I'm leaner than I've been in a long time. I'm leaner and bulking, right? I'm leaner than I've been in a long time. I'm eating my calories, whether I want to or not, right? I'm lifting weights, whether I want to or not. I'm walking today or doing 30 minutes of exercise today, whether I want to or not, right? But I'm only doing one thing I don't want to do sometimes. I love lifting. I love doing jiu-jitsu. I got two workouts in yesterday, right? I'm doing things that I want to do, right? I do want to get bigger, right? Whether I want to or not, though. So it's been one thing I don't like. I did not want to lift yesterday. I had employee reviews. I had two coaching calls. I fucked up. I was a little late to one. My employee review ran over. I didn't stick to my calendar like I'm supposed to. Overran that, but I got on there. I got some value to my guys. I really want to apologize. If you're one of those guys, I'm sorry. If you need anything, hit me up. You're in a paid group. You can do that. If not, you can pay me. I got that done. I had an employee review, great employee review. We rehashed the entire program, which is going to be awesome. I got my lift in. I got my second workout in doing jujitsu with the guys I coached. I did all of these things, right? I didn't want to do all of them. That's the one thing I made myself do was lifting weights. All right. With that being said, if I had 10 more things I had to do, I would have said, fuck it, I'm not doing any of these. Oh, I failed today. Not a big deal. I'll just start back tomorrow. I'll start about the next week or Wednesday. Well, you know, next year I'll start. So I added one thing. I allowed myself to get that win consistently. This is going to be my floor. All right. My lowest operating level is now here. I cruise at 55, baby. That's where we live. Not really where I'm driving, but I cruise at 55. So if I have a bad day and I go down to 45, guess what? I'm still operating at a higher level than I was at 35. And then flooring it and then burning out. And then flooring it and then burning out, right? So I want you guys to understand, if you want to improve your life, add one thing. What's one thing you can change today that you will commit to sticking to grow your life? Improve that. That's the number one. All right, number two, the next thing you can do is set reminders in your phone that you have things to do. The next thing you guys need to do is start looking at what you actually want. Okay, do 90 days of just one habit. Add that. All right, now what do you want next? What's the next most important thing? And start focusing on that. So that's a big one for me, you know, and then understand that, give yourself grace. I'm going to give you guys one more pro tip on this. Again, I don't want to overwhelm you. The next thing you guys can do is track your wins. All right. Big fan of the G-code. Ryan Stoom is G-code. There's a million versions of it. So what I do every morning, you guys can look it up. I'm not going to go through all for you. But basically, you write a win, three wins and five things you're grateful for every day. First thing in the morning, I do mine usually. I mix mine up. All right. The last thing I'm going to do is talk about morning routines. That'll be really quick. But so I mix mine up. Sometimes I write at night, sometimes I write in the morning. I just write it out. And then I spend 5-10 minutes writing, just whatever. And dude, just letting your brain dump out, you'd be surprised. And don't limit it. It doesn't have to be about anything. Just letting your brains dump out is a fucking huge thing. I think it's been one of the, most beneficial things, letting things get out. Right? It's called one something. Day one. I do use Day One for the app. I don't like writing. It physically hurts me, and I can't read it. So I use that, and it's easier for me to track and go through and screenshot and share if I want to share something. I use Day One. Just, you know, write down the next. So step two is track your wins, right? Because how not to improve your life is focus on your losses. You're going to lose a lot, but you're going to win slightly more, I guarantee. If not, you're not watching this. You wouldn't be where you are today if you didn't win slightly more than you lost. So write down five things you're grateful for. Write down some wins. That's going to be a big way to actually improve your life. But if you don't write that shit down, then you're going to focus on the negative. Right? It's something me and my wife talk about a lot. Me too. Something I have to do that. So write down your wins. Write down a couple big wins for the day. And big wins can be like, hey, man, I hit my workouts today. Didn't want to, but I hit my workouts. Hey, I did this message. So step one, don't try and go 35 to 100, all right, go 35, 40, 45, 50, and then that will elevate your floor. Two, write down things you're grateful for, all right, track your wins. You win a lot. I promise you win more than you lose, okay? And number three, if you want to ruin your life, jump into an overly complicated morning routine, all right? I'm going to talk more about morning routines later with somebody else on the podcast. But the thing about morning routines is there's so much emphasis on doing them. There's not enough emphasis on why you do them. Why do you do your morning routine? To improve your life. Right? This is my morning routine. At 4:16, I do this. At 4:18, I pee. At 4:19, I have 3 sips of coffee and then do 85. It's too complex, and I've done it before. Right? I'm somewhere in between having a morning routine and being like, fuck it, I don't give a shit, all right? Because there's different days that things happen differently. My life is dynamic, all right? I got up at like 7:30 today. Why? Because I didn't get in bed till after 11:30 and I trained. So I slept in. I got sleep. I have autoimmune. I'll get sick as fuck and I'll just be bedridden for 4 days. So skipping my morning routine, I haven't written today. I did make a Facebook post. I did send a message to somebody, a little personal touch. It's something I do every day now. I just recently added it again. I sent a random message to somebody every day. Man, I hope you're having a great fucking day, thinking about you. All right, man, I hope you have an awesome day. Just a little bit of positivity to a stranger. You know, but like, I don't have a specific morning routine because for me, it may detract from my day. And a lot of people, when they implement something new, like a morning routine, they're like, oh man, I do my routine. Then, oh man, I forgot something in my morning routine. So you now have a fucking loss starting your day off. That book, Make Your Bed, read it, not a fan. I'm a little weird. I don't give a shit if my bed's a disaster. Like coming home to a nice bed doesn't do anything for me. It's nice my wife does it. I like that. But it's not enough ROI for me to do it. I get up, I have coffee, I just go about my fucking day. I start getting things done. So my thoughts on a morning routine are, if you're going to implement it, make sure it adds to your life. It doesn't detract. It doesn't set you up for failure. Very simple morning routine, right? If you read Atomic Habits, you'll talk about how you can habit stack. I have my championship day. My wife took it, made me take it down. I had it taped to the cabinet above the coffee maker. But, you know, so I read my championship day. So I make coffee. I read my championship day. That's part of my morning routine. That really helps me. So I'm not saying morning routines are bad. I think they're super beneficial as long as they add to your life. So, you know, that's just kind of how I wanted to – it's just kind of how I wanted to show you guys three ways not to fucking improve your life are trying too much, right, focus on your losses, and commit so much to a morning routine and detracts your life. Those are three ways not to improve your life. Right? If you do want to improve your life – okay, slow, consistent steps. Don't go from 0 to 100, 35 to 100. Go 35 to 40, 45, 50. Consistently improving. All right, consistently moving the needle. All right, we're constantly leveling our floor up. That's number one. Number two is folks. I don't ignore your wins. All right, if you want to do that, celebrate your wins. Small wins. All right. Small wins stack up, I promise you. And number three is make sure whatever you're doing, whether it's a morning routine or something else, is adding to your life, adding to you, turning you into who you want to be and what you want to be known for. Make sure that's happening before it's detracting it. So I'll be honest with you. I've not done my morning routine yet. I probably won't today. It's 11 a.m. I have to go to an employee review, but I'm going to get all my shit done. All right. So make sure you're not overwhelming yourself. Make sure you're celebrating your wins, and make sure you're not doing anything that looks cool on Instagram that's not really helping you move the needle. So I hope you guys got something out of this. If you did, please do me a solid. Share this podcast or video with somebody. I love you guys. I want to see you win. You know, this is going to be a part of it, is improving yourself. So that's it. I love you guys. Keep it real and later.